Well, really, this market is being driven by tight North American cattle supplies. And with the placements of yearling heifers this summer, that really is a locked in next year's production. And the fact that we're going to continue to be tight across North America and continue to support high prices into 2024. Once we get into the second half of 2025 and beyond, it really depends on heifer retention this fall of those heifer calves. And so we have at least two solid years and maybe a third before we see price pressure come from expansion of the North American cow herd.